your brother Martin wrote the book, The Final Jihad. Mm-hmm. It's a work of fiction. It was written 4 years before the Oklahoma City bombing. And in the book, a Tom McVeigh was the mastermind in the bombing of the federal building. How bizarre is that?
It was, yeah, yeah.
How many questions were you asked? Was he asked?
Well, a couple, you know, some people would ask. And there are people that believed in a conspiracy. I always said, fine with me. I mean, there's no statute of limitations for murder. So find somebody else. Fine, we'll execute him. I don't care. Put the guy against the wall.
There were many rumors behind that bombing. Here's one, that the federal government attempted in 2005 to reach a deal with Terry Nichols to take the death penalty off the table if he admitted to making a warning phone call to the FBI the day before the 95 bombing. Did you ever hear that?
No.
Okay. All right. Let's let it go. And here we are in 2013. It's quite likely in the next 20 years we're going to have another terrorist attack somewhere along the way. As Boston has been strong, as they say, and Oklahoma City was, we just have to continue living our lives unafraid.
Right.
There's nothing we can do about it.
Yeah.
There's soft targets all over.
After I did the Republican deal, I had this Chevrolet rental car. Hour and a half on the turnpike and up 99 to get to the ranch. You know, you could be driving on 99, some guy comes across the middle lane having too many beers and hits you head on. And what the hell? I mean, there's nothing you can do about it. So, you know, you live at your little postage stamp. And, you know, part of our postage stamp was Oak City. And the question is, did we, in that moment in the dark, wasn't in the sun, handle it with extraordinary skill and bravery and integrity? The answer is yes.
Right.
Everybody. That TV, you know, they took half a day in my house. I said, I don't know if there's a motive here or anything. No. We want to focus on a good message, good news. I mean, and this wasn't at all. Maybe it started out that way. But the producer called me to apologize. I said, well, why did you do it? Well, I understand there's some controversy. I said, no, that's fine.
Just recently?
Yeah, this TV show on the Oklahoma City bombing. It's called Rock Central. You know, this is what happened in Oklahoma City, and the money should have been divided.
Okay.
That's that deal.
That bombing in Oklahoma City actually brought the city together. Would you not agree? Didn't it help the revitalization of downtown through the MAPS project?
Well, MAPS was before the Oak City bombing, but MAPS 2 was after the bombing, and the Oklahoma City Thunder, and the revitalization of North Lincoln, which I did, the dome on the Capitol, the Oklahoma River, all of the restaurants and like. Those of us from Tulsa, I would never have considered living in Oklahoma City. That's that red dirt flat place, isn't it? But two children of my three want to live in Oklahoma City, and they wouldn't want to live in Tulsa. Now, because of the new Civic Center and Cherry Street and all that stuff, maybe they would. Chip really likes Tulsa. But I would never, as a young person, have considered living in Oklahoma City. I just wouldn't. It wouldn't have crossed my mind. It was kind of a gloomy place, but now it's a very, very exciting city.